God's name's not very excellent today, and the fact of the matter is they're not saying much about God. I notice on the newscasts that they never mention God. He makes the news, too, but they never bring him into the news. Now, I've noticed that on an insurance policy, they recognize him that if your house is destroyed by fire or by an act of God, and what in the world is the Lord doing, running around destroying houses? I don't think so. But that's the only publicity he can get today. It's all bad as far as he's concerned. They're leaving him out, and they leave him out purposely. They don't want his word in the schools. And these broad-minded liberals today that believe that everybody should be heard and that pornography should be permitted because our liberties shouldn't be interfered with. Well, friends, don't I have a little liberty? I'd like to have prayer in school for my grandchildren. How about you? I'd like to have prayer today in public places. I'd like some recognition of God today. Do I have any liberties any longer in this land of ours? No, God's name is not excellent today. I listened the other night and watched on television a very excellent, thrilling travelogue of men who went to the top of Mount Everest. And they talked about when they got up there to the top of how terrific the winds were and that the old mountain, it was really talking back to them and letting them know that man was nothing. But no mention of God. Personally, I've never been to the top of Mount Everest, but if it's like the top of the mountains here in California, may I say the mountain, just a bunch of dirt and rock and a few trees up there. It doesn't talk back. It doesn't become violent. It doesn't make man feel little. God's doing that, friend. It was God on top of Mount Everest that let those men know how really insignificant they were. But they didn't find out how great God was. They just talked about nature. May I say to you that God's name is not excellent in the world today. Not at all.